Welcome to Adoption Talk by Spence Chapin, the podcast where all the voices of the adoption constellation come together. Twice a month, this podcast brings you conversations with adoptees, birth parents, adoptive families, and adoption professionals as they share their experiences and discuss all things adoption. We're glad you've joined us. On today's episode, we hear from filmmaker and adoptee Rebecca Autumn Sampson, who, along with her biological mother, Jill Hawkins, have released a feature-length documentary called Reckoning with the Primal Wound. The documentary explores the 1993 book by Nancy Ferrier, The Primal Wound, which has sparked discussion and interest in the adoption community for almost two decades. Rebecca shares with us her personal and professional journey in making the film and the reactions from viewers she has received along the way. Let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Adoption Talk by Spence Chapin. My name is Christine Pohl. I'm the Senior Director of Marketing and Development at Spence, and I am so pleased to be joined by filmmaker and adoptee Rebecca Autumn Sampson, who just released not too long ago her first feature-length documentary, Reckoning with the Primal Wound. So it's so wonderful to have you.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's nice to be here, Christine. I love the work y'all are doing. And I think somebody from there was at our Manhattan screening in the summer. So that's fun.
Yes. And we've been sharing information about your documentary on our social media. And I know that there's a lot of different screenings and opportunities to see it coming up. So we will definitely be talking about that. But one thing that I just really love for you to share a little bit about is, first of all, for those who might not know or have a lot of experience with this book that the documentary is dealing with, what is The Primal Wound? What is this book that came out in 1993? And if you could talk a little bit about that and what it was about the book that really prompted you to do this documentary.
Yeah, great. So The Primal Wound was written about 30 years ago. Next year is its 30th anniversary. And Nancy Verrier was a psychologist and adopted a child. And then, this is kind of a common story, got pregnant and had a biological child. And in raising both of them, she got really interested in the way they behaved and reacted, and she could tell there was a difference there. And she wrote a book called The Primal Wound, Understanding the Adopted Child. I think it's more of a guide for adoptive parents, really, even though adoptees love it and it resonates with them, because it's the first time for me that I was presented with an alternative narrative about adoption, that like feelings you have of loss are normal and valid. No one had ever talked about that with me. So The Primal Wound is the separation of a child or a baby and its mother, or the person who gave birth to that child. So I think she coined that term, which is really provocative, right?
Yes.
I made the movie because the book was such a hit, and it's still selling briskly around the world.
Three decades later, which is tremendous. And yeah, and I think that's a really great question. Starting off point is 30 years later, this is still resonating with adoptees and adoptive parents, this concept of the primal wound. And it was something compelling enough for you that you felt like there needs to be another way to understand, or an updated way to understand what this book is about.
Mm-hmm. And one of the criticisms about the book is that it is written by an adoptive parent. So if I wanted to produce something with my first mother, Jill, that kind of, since the book is so good in the fact that it brings in adoptee voices, because it has a lot of anecdotes throughout the book. But if it was truly from like a story from an adoptee and a first parent, incorporating Nancy with commentary and sticking with that theme of the wound, the manifestations, and the healing, what would that look like in a movie? And it's taken me 5 years to finish this thing.
Wow.
I never wanted to be in it myself. I'm a same race domestic adoptee, but I was encouraged to be in it after, I guess my story is compelling to other people. And I'm coming to terms with like the fact that my voice and my story is valuable too. Hmm. I think that's something that I was like, no one wants to see my story. No one wants to see me on camera. But Jill's story is also really compelling. And I think that the way she tells it is important, and it kind of all came together.
Yeah. And it sounds like, you know, you said 5 years in the making. So alongside the production and evolution of this film, it sounds like was evolution of your journey, a personal journey for you and a family journey. And can you talk a little bit about that process at the beginning of this journey of reckoning with the primal wound? Were you in reunion with Jill?
I was, and I had been for about 7 years because we reunited in 2012. And I was pregnant with Frankie Jo, my daughter at the time. So like some of the scenes are in a labor and delivery room.
Wow.
Compelling setting. And since I was induced, we had downtime. And so I'm talking to Jill in that room about my birth, which we've never talked about before. And she's crying. And it's just like, how could this happen? It just made itself, seriously.
Wow.
I still can't really believe it. And my parents like okayed it. They've seen it. And I think there's such an important part of it. They kind of play the antagonist. I interviewed David Brzezinski and I thought that was going to be his role as the primal wound isn't a thing. And then I used parts of his interview that weren't that at all. Like I didn't need to, because my parents kind of played that role, which was really important. Like everybody that's in it plays this important role. My best friend from growing up, people remember what she says. And so I think that everyone can relate to one of the characters or subjects in the film. And I think that's why people are resonating with it so well. Like they do the book.
Right. And that it sounds like it was a really organic process, the way it came together for the documentary, that you were able to get organically all of these different perspectives and voices on what the primal wound is to all of these different types of people, what it means in different people's lives. That's tremendous. And so Jill is able to share some of her journey or her process in the documentary as well?
Oh, yes. And so first parents like the film just as much as adoptees, and then adoptive parents. I have support from all the Constellation members, which has been amazing. And even the past year and a half, I put out the first cut, the director's cut, on Mother's Day last year. So like a year and a half ago. And since then, I've been getting feedback from the community.
Wow.
So it took this long to get it to a place that I think is the best version that's been what's out now.
That's incredible. And if you can talk a little bit about, I mean, the other voice in the documentary, which is incredible that you were able to make this connection, is with Nancy, the author of Primal Wound. So talk about that a little bit, because my understanding is that when you decided to embark on this film journey, you did not necessarily know Nancy or had any connection to her. So, and she's a very private person as well. So yeah, can you talk about that a little bit and what happened there?
Yeah, sure. I love Nancy. We have a bond. I'm an investigative journalist. That's what my training's in. So I started looking her up when I got this idea because, and it was, the motivation was to share it with family members who were adoptees that wouldn't read the book. And I just wanted to send them the documentary version of the movie. And I just Googled that. There was no such thing. And as a documentarian and journalist, I was like, and pregnant person, I thought, right. Like when I found that Nancy lived 45 miles away from me, because I lived in the Bay Area, and that's where David Brzezinski lived too. I just went, I tried, you know, and it took me 6 months. It was hard to like develop that relationship, that trust. She was not okay with like a big film crew coming in. So it's just me and my producer friend, Sarah Davis, author of The Scapegoat, and the cameras and everything. So people are like, well, someone was placing the mics. And I was like, yeah, I was like literally in one scene, it's just sitting on her shoulder because she didn't want to put it up her shirt.
Oh my gosh. And I was like, okay.
So there's all these little hidden things that I should do in a commentary track. But somehow we pulled it off and it was a lot of post-production work. But Nancy's lovely. I also got Nico Opper, director of Off and Running, to meet us at her house because she was teaching at Stanford and she lives in the Bay Area. And so we had a really good conversation with Nico Opper and Nancy Verrier. Was an idea I had.
Wow, that just came together.
Again, yeah, just people saying yes and being open to that. But yes, so, I mean.
The documentary has been premiering and getting in front of lots of different audiences. I know that there's a lot of different film festivals and places where it's been premiering. So can you talk a little bit about that journey and what that process has been like?
Yes, and it has been amazing. The reception is just more than I could have ever hoped for. People are like saying that they've seen it 15 times already and that they learn something every time they see it, that it's like building relationships between adoptees and their first parents or their adoptive parents. And people are having revelations just like reading the book, or they are buying the book because they didn't know it existed because of the movie.
Right. And prompting conversations and discussions that, you know, it gives, you know, that's what's so incredible, I think, about when these types of projects come out that are so heartfelt and that, you know, come from members of the adoption constellation themselves, is that it does help others find the words, the language, the motivation, perhaps, to have these conversations that can be difficult or that have been something that they've been thinking about or reflecting on personally for a long time, but just haven't had the vocabulary or the inspiration to be able to make those connections, have those conversations. So I'm sure there's been experiences like that that you've heard of as this film has been moving across the country.
Yes. I have like a document where I save a lot of the feedback, and we're going to do a campaign where we share more of that because we have an adoptee army section of the credits, and part of the form is there anything else you want us to know? And so many people are just putting parts of their stories or like really great quotes, like, you know, I'm a TRA, I'm tired, you know, just like simple, says a lot. So I put those in the credits too. I started doing those anonymously or like with initials, but we're reaching out to the person who put that and asking if we can tag them, or we're kind of building more of that to bring more adoptees into the space, or first parents and adoptive parents. Like we're getting a lot of feedback from even non-parent expected people who are finding out through DNA tests that one of their parents isn't who they thought they were.
Wow.
That community's even resonating with the film. But the Adoptee Army has over 1,000 names in it now.
Holy cow. Okay.
And that's been incredible.
Yeah.
And the, like, reasons, I mean, it didn't get a theatrical release or a studio deal, but I think that is because I'm supposed to keep adding to the Adoptee Army because I can do that because I don't have to lock it.
Right, right, right. So it does, it's something that can, that you can still kind of be a real part of the movement, the way the movement develops, the way it continues to evolve. That's really incredible. And are there typically panel discussions that you're doing at some of these premieres? Like, have you been having different voices kind of share experiences as part of screening the film?
Yes. And I mean, it was incredible to have Nancy come to a couple of those last year.
Oh, great.
But we had this really fun, like, speed wisdom is what I call it, where, you know, you can go into the breakout room on Zoom. And I had David Brzezinski and Amanda Baden and Jill and I and Nancy in one. And so you could change rooms.
Oh, wow.
for like 7 minutes. And we did, I want to do more of those, but yeah, since it just came out like 2 weeks ago, I don't know what's going to happen. Usually it's just me or me and Jill at the most recent Q&As. But the possibilities are endless as far
yeah,
as.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. And that's incredible. And just like as you do more of these and, you know, hear more of these perspectives and the army, as you refer to it, continues to grow, just being able to really adapt to having really creative and neat opportunities for conversation and connection. So that's really great to hear. And what's coming up? Like, what is, where's the film next? What is, yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, well, it is at the Adoption Knowledge Affiliates Conference next week. I don't know when this is going to air, but that is November 4th and 5th. That'll be online. It's only $10. And Jill and I will be at that one if anyone can go to the conference. They have a nice lineup of information. And then, you know, November being the month.
Yes.
So there's some things cooking, like even in Melbourne, Australia. And
oh, wow.
We're trying to put something together in person. I am with Damon Davis. I don't know if that'll actually materialize, but that would be the DC area.
Okay. Okay.
More Silver Springs, Maryland, as far as in-person goes. And then I think that's all I can think of right now. But if you go to the website, I'm adding them as they get completely solidified. And hopefully there can be more. I would love to take the struggle bus on tour and like just take it around the country, but I need a sponsor.
Ah, okay. well, yeah.
Sponsor me.
And where is the website? What's the address, the best place for people to get information? I know also Instagram is a great place that has been updated. So if you want to throw out some URLs and handles right now, and we'll also obviously include them in the description of this podcast episode. But
yeah, it's literally reckoningwiththeprimalwound.com. And I think that's the handle. It's like reckoning_with_theprimalwound on Instagram and Twitter. It's RWTPW film.
Okay. Great. So yeah. So, and that, like I said, yeah, we'll make sure that's listed out for the audience so that everyone can get there and see where the next screening is going to be and how they can follow and just learn more about this project. And I guess one question that occurred to me that I just wanted to throw out there is, in this 5-year process of creating this film and just everything that was discovered along the way, what is one of the most surprising things that you think came out of this film or in the process of making the film? Like, what surprised you that you didn't think maybe was gonna?
No, that's a good question. I think that I did not realize how in the middle of my healing journey I was, and how much I would discover like after the film came out, you know, like how much that would affect Jill and I's relationship. Or like, I'll literally say things in a Q&A about my birth dad, and then she'll join us 10 minutes later and be like, no, that's not true. Like, this is actually, so
wow.
It's still,
okay. It's still,
like, you know, yeah, it's been surprising. Yeah. But it's so ending, like,
right. Right. Wow. So yeah, just continuing to learn. You thought the closing of the film and getting to a point where, all right, this is a wrap, we're ready to release this, is the end of the journey or the closing of the chapter. But it sounds like maybe it was just part of the beginning or a continuation. Wow, that's tremendous. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for being a part of this podcast episode and sharing a little bit about this incredible project. And I hope that folks are able to connect and go see the next screening and be part of this really great movement that you're creating through by reaching out with this film. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Adoption Talk. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. You can also head to spence-chapin.org/adoptiontalk to leave feedback, suggest episode topics, and sign up for updates on the latest episodes. See you next time.